No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 14th day of January. Welcome, everyone. How is your journey so far? Man, this is the 2-week point today. We mark 2 weeks in the Word. And sadly, we probably have lost some already. The good news is we've gained some along the way. And the great news is that you are here. And I am so glad that you are here and allowing the Word of God to speak to your heart. And I pray that it transforms your mind, renews your spirit, and really heals you from the inside out as we know God through His Word. And to be His Word. Today we continue in the book of Job, reading chapters 38 and 39. And this week we are reading the Common English Bible. Job, chapter 38. Then the Lord answered Job from the whirlwind. Who is this darkening counsel with words lacking knowledge? Prepare yourself like a man. I will interrogate you, and you will respond to me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you know. Who set its measurements? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring tape on it? On what were its footings sunk? Who laid its cornerstone? While the morning stars sang in unison and all the divine beings shouted, who enclosed the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb, when I made the clouds its garment, the dense clouds its wrap, when I imposed my limit for it, put on a bar and doors and said, you may come this far, no farther. Hear your proud waves stop. In your lifetime have you commanded the morning, informed the dawn of its place, so it would take hold of earth by its edges and shake the wicked out of it. Do you turn it over like clay for a seal, so it stands out like a colorful garment? Light is withheld from the wicked, the uplifted arm broken. Have you gone to the sea's sources, walked in the chamber of the deep? Have death's gates been revealed to you? Can you see the gates of deep darkness? Have you surveyed earth's expanses? Tell me if you know everything about it. Where's the road to the place where light dwells, darkness, where it's located? Can you take it to its territory? Do you know the paths to its house? You know, for you were born then. You have lived such a long time. Have you gone to snow's storehouses, seen the storehouses of hail that I have reserved for a time of distress, for a day of battle and war? What is the way to the place where light is divided up, the east wind scattered over earth? Who cut a channel for the downpours and a way for blasts of thunder to bring water to uninhabited land, a desert with no human, to saturate dry wasteland and make grass sprout? Has the rain a father who brought forth drops of dew? From whose belly does ice come? Who gave birth to heaven's frost? Water hardens like stone. The surface of the deep thickens. Can you bind Pleiades' chains or loosen the reins of Orion? Can you guide the stars at their proper times? Lead the bear with her cubs? Do you know heaven's laws, or can you impose its rule on earth? Can you issue an order to the clouds so their abundant waters cover you? Can you send lightning so that it goes and then says to you, I'm here? Who put wisdom in remote places? Or who gave understanding to a rooster? Who is wise enough to count the clouds, and who can tilt heaven's water containers so that dust becomes mud and clods of dirt adhere? Can you hunt prey for the lion or fill the cravings of lion cubs? They lie in their den, lie in ambush in their lair. Who provides food for the raven when its young cry to God, move about without food? Do you know when mountain goats give birth? Do you observe the birthing of does? Can you count the months of pregnancy? Do you know when they give birth? They crouch, split open for their young, send forth their offspring. Their young are healthy. They grow up in the open country, leave and never return. Who freed the wild donkey, loosed the ropes of the onager, to whom I gave the desert as home, his dwelling place in the salt flats? He laughs at the clamor of the town, doesn't hear the driver's shout, searches the hills for food and seeks any green sprout. Will the wild ox agree to be your slave, or will it spend the night in your crib? Can you bind it with a rope to a plowed row? Will it plow the valley behind you? Will you trust it because its strength is great, so that you can leave your work to it? Can you rely on it to bring back your grain to gather into your threshing floor? The ostrich's wings flap joyously, but her wings and plumage are like a stork. She leaves her eggs on the earth, lets them warm in the dust, and forgets that a foot may crush them or a wild animal trample them. She treats her young harshly as if they were not hers, without worrying that her labor might be in vain. God didn't endow her with sense, didn't give her some good sense. When she flaps her wings high, she laughs at horse and rider. Did you give strength to the horse, clothe his neck with a mane, cause him to leap like a locust, his majestic snorting affright? He paws in the valley, prances proudly, charges at battle weapons, laughs at fear unafraid. He doesn't turn away from the sword. A quiver of arrows flies by him, flashing spear and dagger. Excitedly, trembling, he swallows the ground. Can't stand still at a trumpet's blast. At a trumpet's sound, he says, aha! Smells the battle from afar, hears officers shouting and the battle cry. Is it due to your understanding that the hawk flies, spreading its wings to the south? Or at your command, does the eagle soar, the vulture build a nest on high? They dwell on an outcropping of rock, their fortress on rock's edge. From there they search for food, their eyes notice it from afar, and their young lap up blood where carcasses lie. There they are. We hear from a different voice today, maybe an unexpected voice in this conversation, and maybe he speaks in a way that is unexpected. I mean, truly, if we just pause today, pretend like we didn't read and hear what we just read and heard, how would we imagine? What is our perception of God? And how would we imagine him speaking? What would he say if we had never heard this story, but we have this perception of who he is? What would he say in our imaginations when he shows up to speak to Job? If you just sit with that for a second, contrast that to what we actually hear him speak to Job. First of all, let's notice there's no shaming of Job. Who do you think you are questioning God? He speaks firmly at the beginning to Job. Who is this darkening counsel with words lacking knowledge? Prepare yourself like a man. I will interrogate you and you will respond to me. Maybe that's a bit pointed language for some of us, but maybe this is a firm father that is ultimately granting the request of his son. Maybe within this contrast of our imaginations, what we imagine God saying in our imagination of our preconceived ideas of who God is, I wonder if how we imagine him speaking might sound a bit like the voice of our own father. Maybe we imagined him being silent. Maybe we imagined him being met with shame. Maybe we imagine some really harsh words within a very unpleasant tone. Maybe we just have no idea at all. We can't even imagine, we can't even fathom what that voice would sound like. But we now have a reference of what God, Almighty God, spoke to Job when he revealed himself and how he spoke to his servant Job. And isn't it fascinating that the God who spoke all of creation into existence speaks to Job through his creation? What beautiful poetry as he details the animals that he created. And I believe it's also worth noting how God ultimately questions Job by presenting back his dialogue with a series of questions. This is a concept I am learning and practicing. We don't have to have all of the answers. We can allow people to come to their own answers by redirecting the questions. This is what some of our greatest theologians and spiritualists, and even some of us that are going through some of you going through spiritual reformation, if you have that guide, that coach, that person walking you through the unraveling and the questions, they're not answering everything for you. They're redirecting your questions to get you to come to your own answers. We have to pay attention to this because we're going to meet this man named Jesus. And unfortunately, we don't meet him till much later this year. But he is going to respond very similarly. And he responds very similarly, mostly with the religious, with those that are self-righteous, those that bring their piety and their formulas, and they've got it all together, and they're ultimately trying to look more righteous than the man that came in the flesh as God, who is both God and human. And so this is fascinating dialogue today that we hear from the ultimate poet, from the ultimate creator, the artiste of all artistry, Almighty God. So we'll pause here today, and just a little fun fact, we will finish the book of Job together tomorrow. Almighty God, we stand in awe of who you are. We have a little work to do, God, today, dismantling our preconceived ideas and ideals and misconceptions of who you are, to allow you your place, to allow you your voice, and to allow you to be who you are as you speak to Job. As you speak to Job, you're speaking to our hearts. And some people here, God, are experiencing your voice for the very first time through your word. They have never known your voice. They have known a variation of your voice. They've been told a lie of who you are, but they have not known you for you. And I pray, God, that everyone that hears your words would come to know you as the loving Father that you are. That we would learn to fear you and to live in the fear, the reverence, and the awe and the majesty of who you truly are. That is hard to do sometimes. We acknowledge how hard, and we acknowledge that nothing is impossible with you. We love you. We worship you, and we honor you today. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible. That is home base. That is the website. That is the free app. Take a look around. Download it. Send it to a friend or a family member or some family. Go through it together. It's always fun to hear other people's perspective and what they've heard. Go through it together. And if you don't have anyone to go through the Bible with, there are people here in this community that would love a chance to get to know you, to reach out if you so choose. You can check out the community section on the website. There's lots to see and do there. If you would like to partner with us here at Daily Audio Bible, we could not do this. We could not keep this ministry going without your partnership. It's that simple. And we are truly so grateful that we do not have to. If you are giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or if you're utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right hand corner, and lastly look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you would like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you would like to share what you believe God has answered through the prayers of this community, there are several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. Or again, if you are utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. And when you are finished, hit submit, turn the wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me today. We will finish the book of Job together tomorrow. I'm Jill. I love you all. truly and sincerely. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Good evening, Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Theo Belcher, calling from Portsmouth, Virginia. And I usually doesn't call in, but the Holy Spirit just kind of laid it on my heart. And I just want to pray for the community at large. And, you know, God just really laid it on my heart today just to do that. So, Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity to boldly come before your throne. Lord God, we come praying for this community at large, Heavenly Father. Touch this community, Heavenly Father. Each and every individual dealing with some type of issue, whether it's marital, whether it's a relationship, Lord God, whether it's a family member, or touch that situation right now in the name of Jesus. Intercede, oh Heavenly Father. Touch this community, Heavenly Father. You know the burdens of each one is dealing with, Heavenly Father. Intercede like only you can, oh Heavenly Father. Lead and guide and direct each and every one individual life, Heavenly Father. Cover them, keep them, and continue to look upon the hills with which our help come above, and that comes from you. And let the peace surpass of all understanding when we keep our mind and heart steadfast on you. This is Theodore Belcher, calling out of Portsmouth, Virginia, here in the lovely state of Virginia. Love you guys.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I listen to somebody who says that, and I like it. But with the Daily Audio Bible, we truly are wherever we are and whatever time we're listening. I love that Brian mentions that we're not alone. And I'm, for the first time, going to leave this message on the chronological and start double dipping, if you've heard of that, where you listen to two of the Daily Audio Bible offerings. I just want to encourage everybody that has had it on their heart to give money to the Daily Audio Bible to please give, because this Bible is not only getting in the hands of these prisoners that have, you know, limited access to different media and outside influence, especially biblical. I would think that this is just such a blessing. So I just wanted to kind of back Jill up. I don't know Jill and Brian. I've never met them, but I've been listening for a really long time. And you know how that goes when you feel like you know somebody. They're wonderful. They're real. And I just love their hearts for the Lord. And the fact that they say, you know, we are not the gurus. We are not the know-it-alls. They're just following after what God has brought them to. And what a beautiful thing. What a blessing. I just am so grateful for the Daily Audio Bible, and just want to have it in more hands. I love that it's in other languages, and it's for kids, and they're just making this app better and better as the years go by. So yeah, God bless you guys. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'm going to try to be here regularly. Love you.
Hello, Terry from Toledo here. Our daughter just called, very upset. Her friend had a set of twins 3 weeks ago, and little Leo is really not doing very well. They had to put him on life support. So would you please pray with me for little Leo, that God will do a miracle in his life so that his little twin can have his brother? Thank you. God bless you. Happy New Year. Terry from Toledo. Bye now.
Hello, this is Sherry in Kingston, Tennessee, and it's January 8th. This year, I was only going to do the DAB and Proverbs. That last year was the first year I double-dabbed and also did all the others, Ezekiel and all the others. Anyway, I wasn't going to do the others this year, and then I couldn't bear to leave it all behind, so I started again. And oh my golly, Jill, my sweet Jill, I discovered that I absolutely need you in my life. Your commentary today on the book of Job is just somewhere I would never have gone with my brain, because I am not a person who seeks therapy. And so when you said, God bless you, that hit me. But I intentionally listened to you this morning. And my sweet sister, I said, Lord, I need this woman in my life. I need your commentary in my life. Thank you so much, Jill. You're such a blessing. I am so glad. I'm so glad I double dabbed during the 20th year celebration. I miss all that. I miss all the stuff. I was all in on the 20th year celebration, but I'm so excited to be going through this journey again with you and Ezekiel and Brian and the Psalms and the Proverbs. Just God bless you, sister. You're a blessing. Thank you so much. Bye.
Hey, Debsy. This is Abba Songberg from Nashville. I am a day behind, so I'm listening to the prayers for January 8th and wanted to encourage Joyful in Virginia. My heart goes out to you, and you know, you are in our prayers as you navigate this with, I believe you said, your sister with a potentially long-term mental health diagnosis. I just pray your strength in this time. It can be really, really challenging, and I'm saying this as someone who has treated people with mental health issues. I'm a family member of someone with mental health issues, and I've had some myself, and all of those things can be really challenging to navigate. And like you said, it feels really big, and it's okay to admit that it is really big as long as you also remember that no matter how big all of this feels and no matter what happens next, God is still bigger. God will still see you through, even if it's not to bring you out, bring her out of this situation and to heal her on this side of heaven. He will still give all of you the strength. There's that old saying of, God, if you don't move the mountain, just give me strength to climb. And I pray that he will give you and your family the strength to climb that mountain, even if he doesn't move it. We pray that he moves it, but even if he doesn't, he's still good, he's still God, he's still bigger than all of the things that are standing in your way. All right, be blessed, everybody.